One, two, three.
Welcome to the Purrrcast. Hello, ladies and gentlemen.
This is the Purrrcast episode 7.
I think. Is it?
And we are Sloan and...
I am alone.
And together, you are alone?
I am alone. And together...
That's what you're saying, right? You're alone.
No, I said I'm alone.
I'm exactly, alone. You're alone.
I'm Malone.
Oh, Malone.
And together we are...
Welcome to the Purrrcast.
Okay, it's been a week. A week.
Since you last recorded.
And a lot of things happened. Like a lot of typhoons. Typhoon 41.
Typhoon Labuyo.
What?
Typhoon Labuyo.
And there was that other one. There's another one coming in. Yeah. There's another typhoon. I don't know what or who it is. And, you know, lots of stuff happening in the news. Lots of things. So.
So today... we'll be talking about... So today's our... This episode's our 7th episode.
Yes, our 7th episode.
So 3 episodes to go till... Reach our 10th...
Yeah.
Episode.
And 4 more episodes to go till we reach our...
11th.
11th.
So today, we'll be talking about... Facebook versus Twitter. And the battle of the bookstores.
Yes, bookstores.
So, before we begin, I'd like to make some announcements, some pergola-related announcements.
Do we ever have announcements that isn't related to pergola?
No. So, as all of you know, this month is the Buwan ng Wika.
Yes, and we'll be... I think we'll be forced to speak in Tagalog in one of our episodes.
Yeah, probably hopefully, episode 9.
Yeah, and hopefully our teachers won't hear us and, you know, asks for 1 peso per Tagalog word.
Okay, so the announcements are... on August 17, 4 p.m., that's a Saturday, there will be music, dance, and song numbers from Children's Joy Foundation and TEACH Kids, Teach Kids.
Yeah, so if you like kids and you want to watch kids perform, please do attend.
That'll be in Clara Square. And for the next event, which will be happening on August 24, also at 4 p.m. on a Saturday, also in Clara Square, is Tali Galaw.
What?
Tali Galaw Marionette Puppets.
Okay, so it's like...
And a special number from the kids of South City Central School.
So if you like kids again...
And puppets,
so...
And yeah. Finally, our dancer size schedule for the month of August is... On Mondays, Zumba Mix by Tess Bautista. On Wednesdays, it's gonna be Aero Hip Hop by Eric Cruz. And on Fridays, it's Zumba again by Eric Cruz. Who is a certified... Zumba instructor, as well as Tess Bautista.
Tess Bautista.
So all of our Zumba instructors are certified. I don't think you're allowed to teach Zumba if you're not certified.
Certified. Unless you're a certified...
con artist. A con artist who specializes in
Zumba.
Faking dance certificates.
Yes. Or faking... do they have like a certificate for like tango and stuff?
I don't think so.
Like, you're a certified...
I think you just need to be Latin.
To...
Teach tango.
To teach tango. how does Zumba look anyway? I mean, when you say Zumba, the first thing that comes to my mind is like that game.
Yeah, that, the game Zumba.
The game Zumba. Yeah.
The frog game.
Wherein you like you spit balls or something.
Marbles,
and to take out other marbles. So they say, what is Zumba actually?
I don't know. I've never seen a dance session of Zumba.
But
Even though I go to the pergola.
But you've seen those hip hop arrow thingy. Yeah. But never the Zumba.
No.
Really? Do you have any idea how it looks like?
No.
Like something like probably like something from The Mask of Zorro.
No.
No? Where does it come from anyway?
Maybe they combined Pumba and the game Zumba.
Zumba? That should be like Pumza? Zumba? Anyway, if you guys want to check it out, what Zumba actually is,
go to the pergola.
Go to the pergola and.
Call 659-2335 to confirm if there will be a dance session on that day.
Yes.
So you don't waste your time driving all the way to pergola or commuting.
With your Zumba outfit.
Yes.
And to realize.
And your Zumba mindset.
To realize that there isn't any Zumba going on. Well, that would really suck. So, yeah, call that number.
I think I know. I know what the official Zumba song is.
What?
Zumba, Zumba, say that you Zumba.
Zumba. Shut up.
Okay, so. Let's start with today's topic,
which is
Facebook versus
Twitter.
Now I just realized that Malone doesn't have a Twitter. Have you ever had a Twitter account?
Never, and never will have.
So you don't know how Twitter works.
I know how Twitter works. It's like, you know, the more followers you have, the more popular you are, I guess.
Yeah. Doesn't Facebook, I don't think your friend count matters.
No, it doesn't matter, but you know, like, I guess that's how, and you kind of like put like a lot of status messages or pictures on it, and all of your followers will be like liking it and stuff.
Retweeting it.
What?
Retweeting.
Yeah, retweeting, like whatever. It's like, you know, I tweet this and stuff like that.
So you never plan on getting your own Twitter account?
No.
Why not?
To me it sounds
huh?
It doesn't sound very intelligent.
What do you mean?
I mean, okay. So I put a bunch of
statuses.
Tweets.
Yeah.
And probably a bunch of pictures from Instagram. Then people will retweet it?
Question mark.
Okay, so what then? What happens next?
No, I think the function of Twitter is for people to be updated on what you're doing.
Okay, one question. Why would you like to update people about what you're doing?
I don't know, because they care.
Really?
Yeah.
We
especially the celebrities.
We made a kind of like a psychological assessment of that. One of the reasons why I probably don't want to have Twitter. It's like this giant cycle of vanity.
But isn't Facebook like that also? So what's more vain, Facebook or Twitter?
Twitter. Twitter doesn't have those other functions Facebook has.
But Facebook has likes.
likes. At least you don't retweet.
You can share. That's the same as retweeting.
If you want to. And besides, what do they usually share in Facebook?
Food. Food. Pictures of food and emo statuses.
And what do they tweet on Twitter? This is what I ate. This is what I wore.
It's the same, but it's much more personal on Twitter.
See? Exactly. So, why would you like to announce your personal stuff for people to acknowledge you and retweet it?
Well, actually, I remember from an interview, the purpose of Twitter is to be a micro blogging platform. So instead of writing long blog posts, write one sentence or even just one word.
Well, the way I see it, the concept of Facebook and Twitter first came from the concept of blogging.
Yeah.
Wherein the first blog site that actually got popular, I don't know if you guys know this, is like Multiply.
Yeah.
Then came Friendster.
Multiply first?
Yeah, Multiply came first.
But Friendster was more popular.
Yes. Friendster became more popular. Then, what did they call that again before? Oh, dedications.
Testimonials
and stuff like that. Then it became,
I think testimonials are better than Facebook posts.
Yeah, because
they say good stuff about you.
Don't they say good stuff about you in Facebook nowadays?
No, not so much. It's all about, it's usually random things.
Yeah.
But in Friendster, they're usually like meaningful, positive things.
Okay,
that's why they're called testimonials.
I mean, okay, one of the few things Twitter doesn't have, they don't have those, picture album thingies.
Yeah.
So,
okay. Well, they do, but it's weird. I don't think you can tag people. Yeah. I mean, the photos on Twitter aren't that useful compared to Facebook.
What I noticed, what they do usually with Facebook is like, for example, there's an event, then one person was taking pictures of everything else. They usually just post it on Facebook, then you just tag.
Yeah.
Then the other people would, they either take the pictures that they like, or just, like the picture, whatever. As to Instagram, I don't think that's possible on Instagram. Second, I guess Facebook is much more user-friendly because I see a lot of rather old people, usually my lolos or lolas, just to keep in touch, having a Facebook account rather than a Twitter account. And usually the one who uses the accounts of the grandparents or the grandchildren while they're playing Facebook games. So I guess to me, Facebook is much more practical. Because, I don't know, I've never tried Twitter, but the way I see, those tweets and stuff, it's really, I don't know, unnecessary unless you like a lot of attention from other people. And to brag that you got like, I don't know, a million followers or something. Which, to me, is like a million stars. Because, if you are telling all of your, daily activities, so doesn't that look like, people are stalking you? Or you're letting people stalk you? Like, you tweet, just came out from the gym, really sweaty. Or then you tweet, just ate a burger, blah, blah, blah. Again, to me, why would I say that or tweet that?
No, Twitter is like, I think it's one of the most accurate ways
to have you stalked.
To know, like, I don't know, it's like, a cyber popularity meter or something.
Yeah, so technically Twitter
is for vanity.
Twitter is for vanity, as though as Facebook can be for vanity with those, you know, create a page thingies and have a lot of likes. It still has that practical concept of being actually
being able to message your friends
and is actually helpful, you know, like you still you can be connected with other of your friends who are across the planet for all you know, as though that's possible in tweet it. I guess is there a chat system in Twitter?
No.
See?
So yeah. You'll have to wait for someone to check their Twitter and then write a post to respond to your tweet.
There, so it's like,
so it's not a chat thing and everyone can see it usually unless you set your account to protected. Which I don't get. Why would anyone set their account to protect it?
You know, this is the way I see it. People often, say stuff like, "There's not enough privacy anymore." I mean, our government wants to know everything about us, wherein we need it. It goes against human rights, stuff like that. But what they're doing with the tweet thingy is that they're actually giving away their private life. So it doesn't make sense. I mean, if you still have the decency of you know, having some part of you private, hence your private life, then I'd suggest don't tweet. Don't go ever to Twitter. Then if you do, then something gets, you know, so some issue comes out because of your tweets and you'd say that's a breach of your privacy. Well, it's your fault.
Actually, what I like about Twitter is you can tweet your like people you look up to that you wouldn't have any way of communicating with otherwise.
Yeah, that is possible because it is the Twitter system is a popularity program, so I guess you will have the chance to connect with those really popular people.
Yeah.
So again, you know, it's like a plus minus, I guess. But to me personally, I don't see the importance of Twitter. I'm sorry, guys. I mean, I'm pretty sure most of you who's listening right now have their own Twitter accounts and they like checking how much followers you have and tweet some stuff, but to me it's like, you know, it's not necessary, I guess.
What I like about it is it isn't as addicting as Facebook.
Well,
because you can't do much on Twitter.
Yeah, the only addicting thing to me in FB is
the chat.
The games, I guess.
The games? I've never played Facebook games.
Yeah, it's like a good waste of time if you're like killing time. It's been the news actually, how some Facebook games actually de-stresses employees from work. Mm. I guess Twitter never had that.
No, because you only really, really go on Twitter if either you're going to tweet or if you're going to check the tweets of someone you're following.
Yeah, so, and from what I've heard, like, if you followed someone, it's, like, mandatory for them to follow you?
No.
No?
No, no.
It's like, okay, you followed me, I follow you, something like that. I've heard a lot of stories like, hey, I followed this girl, then she followed me.
No, not so. I mean, personally, I don't, I mean, it's not a thing.
It's like a personal preference.
Yeah, maybe it's a personal but I experienced, like, being forced to follow someone.
Really? Who?
No, just some friends. Yeah. Like when we meet each other, when we meet up, they're gonna be like,
"Why didn't you
follow
me?
Here, follow me." then you're gonna give me their phone and their account is already there. Then all I have to do is press a button, then I'm already following.
See, it's like it even makes you do things you don't want. Things you don't want to. I guess. Sorry. Okay, so what else? I don't know. To me,
well, let's just list the pros and cons. Oh, so
okay,
you go first with pros and cons for Facebook.
I guess let's see. The pros would be, well, the communication feature of the FB. So yeah, like, you know, since Yahoo Messenger isn't really that popular now, and you can have your Facebook account with its features in your phone. So I guess it's much more easier to communicate, I guess. As well as, you know, pictures from events easily taken and easily uploaded, so are videos, stuff like that. And if you are into those, you know, those browser games, I guess you can Facebook is a good place for that. Actually, I think Facebook has the most number of browser games of any kind anywhere. I mean, it spans from really kiddie games to poker, online poker games. So the cons would be, well, like Twitter, if you're not really that responsible enough with your account, you can you can be stalked. I mean, there was this really sad news in Brazil. Have you heard of that?
No.
Wherein this Brazilian lady apparently posted her address and phone number on her Facebook page, wherein a group of guys kinda searched it and they kinda went in her house and killed her. So that was sad. Well, it's like you should always remember that your Facebook page and your your Facebook page can be seen by anyone. I mean, they just type your name, it'll be there. If you're not responsible or cautious enough, you might end up being, you know, stalked upon with your private information being seen by unwanted people. So I guess that's it for Facebook.
For me, the pros of Facebook is obviously their messenger, because people don't really use YM nowadays.
Yeah.
So everyone's on Facebook Messenger, and yeah, it's basically the easiest to use messenger. What else? Pictures.
Videos.
It's basically that, pictures, and because videos, it usually upload to YouTube then post.
No,
on
what
Facebook.
I mean, I was referring to those private videos, like from events.
I don't see people using that feature.
I do see some still doing that, but mostly pictures.
Yeah, but so what else? Looking for a friend that you haven't seen in years, then it's easy to find them on Facebook.
Assuming they're still using their same name when you knew them.
Why would they not use their
Because there is this function in FB where you can actually change your name to something else.
Oh. And the cons are, one, it's addicting. So you can waste a lot of time in your day just browsing through Facebook. And what else? It makes you want to make people like what you post. So like it makes you a little needy for likes, if you know what I mean. Because like it feels good if when you see that people like your status you posted or a picture posted, and then you know you just keep wanting more likes. So yeah, it's like a cycle of wanting people to validate like, you or something.
So wanting people to like you, I guess.
Yeah, so those for me are the cons. Malone, what about Twitter? What are the pros and cons?
Again, I don't know much about Twitter, but what I know is that the need for attention in Facebook is like, in Twitter is like times 2 or 3 or even 4, because the only thing you actually do there is like
follow or tweet
and retweet to say that they actually like you, something like that.
So those are your pros and cons.
That's my only opinion, because I haven't actually had the experience of having a Twitter account, so I guess that's as much as I can say.
So for me, the pros are it's the easiest way to get in touch with celebrities and yeah, just famous people in general, because it's easy to reply to a tweet. So a lot of people usually get tweets or replies from their, you know, from their celebrity idols or whatnot. I think that's the only pro. Also it feeds your ego if you have a lot of followers.
I don't think that's a pro.
I think that's a pro. and the cons are there isn't much functionality when using Twitter. And just like the pros, it might make you feel bad if there aren't people following you. So it really depends on what you're using Twitter for or what you're using Facebook for.
Yeah.
So there, that was Facebook versus Twitter.
Ding, 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 ding. And the winner is...
I don't think you can really compare them.
Why?
Because like they have their own purpose.
No, actually, no. Facebook can do what Twitter does, but Twitter can't do what Facebook does.
Oh. But
yeah.
Well, like Facebook is a more private thing. Because Twitter, anyone can message you. In Facebook, you have to befriend them first. If you don't accept,
those were the security systems installed by Facebook to avert the stalker.
Yeah, but on Twitter, it's easy to stalk people. So
technically, you know, I guess it goes to Facebook. I think. I mean, when it comes to celebrity, you can always like their page.
No, but you can't message them directly.
But you can still message them. I've seen those. Like, I know this certain page about this really famous preacher, and people would ask him questions on that page, and he'd answer it.
Oh, I mean, yeah, it happens, but it's just more likely to happen on Twitter. Because usually in Facebook, someone is hired to manage their page. Compared to Twitter, like, it's usually them who reads their tweets and replies to their tweets. But on Facebook, it depends on the type of person.
But the thing is, what I'm trying to point out is the functionality of Twitter can be done in Facebook.
Oh, yeah, I get
there
that.
Are a lot of functions in Facebook that Twitter cannot do. So, I guess, to me, the winner is FB.
Okay, so let's...
What about you?
I don't know.
Come on, it's like Twitter versus Facebook. Someone has to win.
There are people on Twitter who I don't talk to on FB and vice versa. So, like, if I just choose one.
Yeah.
Well, Facebook is a lot more useful. So, if not for the celebrity thing, tweeting thing, then I'd choose Facebook.
Okay. So, I guess that's our verdict. But you guys have your own reasons why you prefer Twitter or Facebook. So, there we go.
So, for our next topic, we'll be talking about the battle of the bookstores. So, the top three bookstores right now in Manila.
Okay.
Our National.
Yeah.
Power Books.
Uh-huh.
And Fully Booked.
What about Book Sale?
No, they're not. I think they're a different kind of. Like, they're not really in competition with any of those.
Ah, okay.
So, what. Why don't you give your opinion first? Let's just give our opinions in general.
Okay.
About the three bookstores and how they compare to each other.
I'd say National Bookstore has been the most, one of the oldest, if not the oldest, bookstores around. Price-wise and product-wise, I think they have a wider variety of products compared to the other bookstores, and they are much cheaper than the other bookstores. So I guess that's what I can say about National Bookstore. Power Books, well, as their name suggests, they have this classy look, I guess. I mean, they look classier. Their stores looks much classier than the National Bookstore. As their name also suggests, they're like nationals. Power Books, I think, has a lot more variety when it comes to imported books rather than national. They got a lot of, you know, foreign books in there. And for, what was the other one?
Fully Booked.
I haven't personally been in there, so I can't really tell. I don't have an opinion about it, so I guess that's my stand on it.
You've never been to a Fully Booked branch?
No, I haven't.
So, okay, given that you haven't, would you rather go to a National Bookstore or a Power Books?
It really depends what I'm looking for.
So it depends on what kind of book you're looking for. I usually only go to National if either I'm gonna get something wrapped, or if it's school supplies.
Yeah, me too.
Because they have the most extensive collection of school supplies.
Yeah, like pencils,
compared to
pens.
Fully Booked or Power. The problem with Power Books, Power Books used to be my favorite bookstore of all.
Yeah.
Especially in high school, because in Alabang Town Center, we usually met up in Power Books.
Yeah.
Like the unrenovated Power Books, because if you go to Power Books now, it's a lot different compared to what it used to look like around, I don't know, maybe 5 or 6 years ago.
Yeah.
So before, Power Books didn't really have any school supplies. They just had books and magazines, which, you know, like, they had their own niche compared to National. So, like, it was a healthy competition. But now, they're trying to be national. Yeah, they're trying to be like a more expensive national, which doesn't make sense.
I know.
Because, I mean, yeah, there's no reason. Right now, there's really no reason to shop at PowerBox anymore.
Because everything's expensive.
Yeah, because it's almost like a national bookstore, but just a little more pricier, a little classier. So, and you can't sit on the floor anymore. Just
you can't?
Yeah, you can't. Unlike before.
Yeah, before you can.
We used to hang out in Power Books. Because the floor was carpeted. We can read books.
Yeah.
But now it feels like, a classier national.
Power Books was more like a library before.
Yeah.
Wherein you can actually read stuff. And just
hang out.
Just hang out there. There were tables there before, I remember.
But now, now that Fully Booked is opened, that's where I go if I'm not going to a bookstore to get something wrapped or buy school supplies. So it's now either I go to Fully Booked or National, depending on what I need. And Fully Booked is a lot funner to hang out at because they have an indoor cafe. Well, PowerBox has an indoor cafe, but it feels weird having an indoor cafe in PowerBox, especially now that it's trying to be national bookstore.
It can't be.
Yeah, it can't be national. I mean, who can beat national bookstore?
None of
them. So now, if you want to hang out or if you want to buy comics, go to Fully Booked. And what I like about Fully Booked is it has a lot of floors. So it feels like a real library.
How many floors is it? Three?
Usually four.
Four floors of books? National, that's two.
But floors. Yeah, Fully Booked bookstores usually have four.
I haven't seen one. Where is one here?
Alabang Town Center.
Really?
In front of Jamba Juice.
What?
Jamba Juice.
Oh. The cousin of...
Bamba.
Okay.
So yeah, you should check out Fully Booked when you go to Alabang Town Center.
Yeah, and Sloan might be there.
Me?
Yeah. You said you hang out there.
Ah, yeah. I usually go there or Jamba Juice when I'm in Labang Town Center.
The cousin of...
Bamba.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So, I guess that's our take for the Battle of the Bookstores. And the winner is...
For school supplies and other things. Materials. Art materials.
That would be National Bookstore. And also the prices they have.
Yeah, and they're less pricey.
Yeah.
Compared to
the other two bookstores.
Yeah. But if you want somewhere to just chill
and hang out. And have fun.
And Fully Booked has a really good air conditioning system.
I think all of them has.
No, but I mean Fully Booked is usually the coldest.
Oh.
So if you're in... It used to be Power Books, but...
If you're in a hot day and want to read some books...
Buy Jamba Juice.
Fully Booked while drinking your Jamba Juice.
Which they will not allow. Oh, wait. I don't think they disallow because they have their own cafe. Maybe they'll restrict you to the cafe area.
Yeah. So,
sir, I don't think you can drink anything here.
What? But I want my Jamba Juice.
Okay, so those were our topics for this episode. And now we'll be moving on to some reader questions.
Yay, reader mail. Or what did I say? Well, or was last episode something like listener mail?
Okay, I'll read the first batch. I mean, I'll read the first two. The first two questions.
Okay, let's go.
So, this is from... I forgot if this reader wanted to be anonymous. So, let's just say he likes Philippine flags.
What?
He likes Philippine flags a lot. Like, posing with Philippine flags.
Wait, do I know that person?
Yeah.
Have you seen him? Oh, I see. Okay.
So, this is our reader's first question. Did you give your girlfriend a gift on your first date? I haven't had a girlfriend ever, so I leave this question to you.
A gift? I did give a gift on our monthsary, but
not on your first
not
date.
Not on our first date.
So
if you consider a kiss a gift, then probably.
If ever I had a girlfriend, I wouldn't either, because it doesn't make sense. Why would you give her something on your first date?
Unless your first date was either was her birthday or
Halloween
or I don't know, Valentine's, Christmas or
All Saints Day.
Why would you give a gift to your girlfriend on All Saints Day?
To make her happy.
I have no.
Give her a customized tombstone.
Then she'll do a tombstone on you.
What do you mean?
Yeah, you know that wrestling move.
Oh, the wrestling. So that was the first. The second question is, have you ever dated a girl in a restaurant or coffee shop?
Wait, seriously?
Yeah.
Oh, you
I've never been on a date, so
shut
I don't
up.
Know.
Shut up.
I'm serious. I've never been on a date.
We've talked about this. You've been on a lot of dates. Don't let me say names now.
I've never been on a date.
Shut up.
Like a formal date.
Shut up.
Like a date where I tell the girl, okay, let's go on a date.
We're still talking on dates, about dates. You've been on dates. So
oh, I've
up.
Never. I went out with friends.
Shut up.
Who are girls?
Shut up.
So I don't. But I don't consider those dates.
Those were dates. Where was it only the both of you?
Yeah.
And those are dates.
What kind? I mean, maybe shut you're up. Talking about romantic dates.
Shut up. Yeah. He
but those aren't. He's talking about romantic dates.
Are you sure? He just said dates.
But after that, before that, he asked us about
no.
Girlfriend.
Yeah, what he could do, that could be a friendly date or any other date.
No, he's talking about the romantic date.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I personally have never been on a romantic
Sloan
date.
Sloan has been evading the question.
No, I've never been on a romantic date.
Okay, romantic date.
But
you've been on friendly dates.
Yeah.
So, have you brought anyone on?
Yeah, of course, on a friendly date.
Yeah.
Yes, because there's nothing else to do. What else? I mean, I bring guys to a restaurant.
That wouldn't be a date.
That's a date. That's a friendly date.
It's not a date.
Because you're talking about a romantic date.
Okay, we'll just leave it at that.
So, have you... I mean, this is kind of a weird question because it's pretty obvious that
I have actually
to a restaurant
and restaurants.
Same girl.
Yeah. Even the movie house and places.
So that's your answer.
Yeah, I have.
Of course, you've been to.
Yeah. Same girl. What are you talking about?
Okay. Do you and your girlfriend watch movies at the mall? All
right, that's on me.
Yeah, because I've never had a girlfriend.
Yeah. I mean,
Duh.
Maybe our listener is really confused. Or he wants to learn.
Maybe.
Okay. Okay. Okay, what else?
What else? I think that's it. Wait. One of his questions got cut off. I'll look for the original copy. Oh, so do you like, are you happy with your current girlfriend?
Sloan, you should answer that.
Since I don't have a current girlfriend, then I'll say, yeah, I'm happy with my current girlfriend, even though I don't have one.
Yeah, same here.
Even though you don't have one?
And although I have one. Oh. No, we're opposite. Shouldn't you be? I guess?
Yeah, you should. If you're not happy with whoever you're with,
then I'd suggest that you should break it. Yeah.
Or unless you like wasting time. If you like wasting time, then no, don't break up with that person.
Then go.
Just go on being unhappy.
Okay.
So that was it for this week's episode.
Seriously?
Yeah. So before we end, why don't you read the announcements again? The Purgle announcements for this
week. Oh, the one we.
Oh, and by the way, there's a new flower shop.
Yeah.
And I forgot what shop it is, but there's another new shop in front of the flower shop. It's right in front of.
So it's a flower shop in front of another flower shop.
No, I don't think what. I'm not sure what the other shop is. But they're both new and they're in front of each other. And they're right beside Jin's Kimbab. In Pergola. They're near Potato Corner. So check those out.
Okay.
I don't know if they're already really opened. Or if they're just like
semi-open.
Their carts are just there. So, Malone, can you read the announcements? Wait, here, there.
Wait, I can't. Let me move beside you. Sloan! What the hell? Why are you touching me? Wait, okay. Okay, and Augusto 17, 2013, and 4 p.m. Sabado at Clara Square. It's Musica Sayao at Awit. Brought by the Children's Joy Foundation at TEACH Kids. At Augusto 24, 2013, also at Saturday. Whoa, what happened? 4 p.m., it's Tally Galau Marionette Puppets. Wait, what?
Special number.
Oh, special number from the kids from South City Central School. And okay, we got the dancer size schedule. Ngayong Agosto. Monday. It's just like every Mondays, right?
Yeah, every Monday.
Every Mondays, it's like Zumba Mix by Tess Bautista. And
Wednesday.
Wow. I was counting. Wednesdays, it's Aero Hip Hop by Eric Cruz, a certified Zumba instructor. And Fridays, and every Fridays this month, that would be Zumba by Eric Cruz again, who is a certified Zumba instructor.
So that's it for Purgast episode 7.
Yeah, so
we'd like to thank you for listening.
and you would like to thank the following.
Who?
Wait, I'm thinking. I would like to thank my high school for my jersey that I'm wearing right now. And I would also like to thank Caterpillar for my shoes. What about you, Sloan?
I'd like to thank Champion for my shorts.
What else? What is that?
And no, my other clothing items aren't branded.
Oh,
okay. I don't know what their brands are.
Let me check the tag. Okay. Sloan would like to thank Coco Republic for his
My sando. So that's it, guys.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3. Welcome to the podcast.